by welcoming Carolyn Sabin joining us for our monthly update with Families First Partnership. Ms. Sabin, good to see you back in the studio. And how did June turn out, and how's July treating you so far?
Oh, June went really well. We had a lot of events, mostly community baby showers.
Yes, those are a lot of fun, I can imagine.
Yeah, get to see little kids and babies and and families that are, you know, really doing what they can to keep their kids happy and taken care of. So
yeah, and gearing up for an exciting welcome of new life too.
Yeah, exactly. So, and July has really started to ramp up because we've had a number of events already. We helped host the Hispanic Health Fair.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we wrote a grant to the Medica Foundation, and we were awarded funding so that we could support immunizations and just, you know, personal hygiene items and some transportation. But it was a great partnership with Hope Esperanza, the health department, and I mean, there were a number of agencies there that are all those frontline workers, especially with the Hispanic population. So they were able to share their information, and within this, we had the community baby shower with support from Healthy Blue Nebraska. And so it was a great event. We served about 41 adults and over 60 children.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And then Great Plains Health was there so that they could do physicals. So there were 10 kids that had physicals done, so they'd be ready for school. And 48 immunizations. So
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so awesome. It was a great event, and so we're excited to do it again next year and see what kind of things we can keep doing for an outreach to that Hispanic community, because, you know, our future here shows that we will probably have an influx of minorities, and so we just need to find ways to make sure that we are a welcoming community and that we include new populations.
Absolutely. Here. Mm-hmm. Do you encounter a large amount of Hispanic population currently?
You know, not a huge number.
But some?
Right.
Okay.
It's mostly if they're referred by an agency they're working with.
Sure.
Especially like the Minority Health Program through West Central, or the Title I-C program through ESU 13. You know, that's where we've had some of those referrals. But, you know, I think it's also a population that's tries to keep a low profile.
Yes.
You know, because when things aren't in their language, then, you know, it's hard to access care because...
We've learned a lot about this recently, too, not only gearing up for the possible change in population we may have with that big swing and welcoming people that may be coming to work at the Rail Park or at Sustainable Beef LLC, but the health department, I know, has some services, too, for our Hispanic population, and I was just informed within the past year, probably, that we have a large amount of individuals locally that aren't bilingual, that do not speak English fluently and need to have a translator with them to things like doctor's appointments.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The Minority Health Initiative at the health department does have a bilingual visitor. And, you know, there's getting to be more in a number of different agencies. RDAP has a bilingual person now.
Oh, really?
And I believe WIC does also.
Okay.
So, you know, it's really being picked up in the nonprofits, at least, so that they know that they need to be prepared. So kudos to them.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
For, you know, kind of thinking ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But the next thing on our list now is Project Connect.
Oh, is it already Project Connect time?
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
August 4th, 1 to 4, and the North Platte Senior Center is going to be our location, so we are really excited. They've been very helpful in trying to accommodate the needs, and we've got about 40 agencies who will be on board and prepared. Nebraska Total Care is going to have a dental van. They'll do fluoride treatments for kids.
Awesome.
And then... Nebraska Healthy Blue has worked out a deal with Gary's Superfoods, and they will be handing out food box vouchers. And
then
you can just take your voucher and go to Gary's Superfoods and exchange it for whatever's in the voucher, you know?
Wow.
I haven't heard, but
that's really cool.
It sounds like a pretty decent surprise package.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, there'll be produce, meat. And I'm pretty sure some dairy included in that.
So. And this will be at either North Platte location, I'm sure?
I believe so.
I would think.
Yeah. I would think so. And so, and then there'll also be a community baby shower.
Oh, cool.
And United Healthcare will be there to, because they're the host of most of those, mm-hmm. at least for our Project Connect. We often look to United Healthcare, but but you know, with that piece of it, we've also asked for a grant from Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation, and they approved an amount to help out with the diaper bundles and also some cleaning kits. We're going to be handing out cleaning kits, and we're really, you know, hoping that those can go to families that are on a fixed income, because now with prices rising, you know, their income doesn't rise at all.
No.
And so, you know, they're in a tight spot. And, you know, with a cleaning kit, if you're in a rental place, you're keeping your place in better shape, and you're, you know, you're not neglecting some of those things that is would be respectful for the being in a lease, at least. So that's we're gearing up for Project Connect, and so we're trying to get all the promotion out that we can on that. We've started up another program that's pretty exciting. It's a partnership with the local churches.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, often what happens is when families have needs, they start kind of going from church to church, seeing what kind of assistance they can get. And, you know, this often just really puts the church into a little bit of a, I mean, it's a challenge for them because they don't know the backstory, they don't know anything. And so we're starting small. We're partnering with about four churches right now. And it's a program called Agape Giving.
Oh, okay.
And so when someone comes in the door, the church can hand them a card and say, here's how you apply for services. And then what happens is that person can apply through this card. It's got a QR code, or they can just call. And we get them on the list. But then we'd have contacts at each of those churches, and we email and say, this is what the request is.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's, you know, a set of dishes, a bed, you know, a tire, fixing a tire. Then if the church, it feels like they've got someone who can donate to that cause, then they will go ahead and say, we'll take care of that. And then they do the donation, and we make the arrangements, and it gets taken care of. But the important part of that is, you know, we get that family set up with coaching, or they're in a system so that we can track some of those things too, because you know, everyone wants to make the best use of their funds and, you know, use them in a steward-like way and not having misuse of funds. So this is how we can help make sure that everyone's accountable.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about the Project Connect too, Ms. Sabin. For folks that haven't heard us talk about it before, give us a reminder on what exactly Project Connect is.
Oh, that's right, yes. Okay, so Project Connect is really a one-stop resources fair. So you'll have all kinds of agencies all together in the same spot, and they are providing education. Some of them are providing services. I believe West Central District Health will be there doing immunizations.
Oh, cool.
So, and you can find out about any sorts of services in the community. And if you have needs in particular, then you just might be able to access those services there or get registered for them. So,
okay. Again, it's that one-stop shop for folks, so a lot of different organizations and nonprofits going to be there, so encourage folks to come out and attend. That's early August, right?
It is August 4th.
August 4th, okay.
1 to 6 p.m., and it'll be at the North Platte Senior Center.
Awesome.
So, and we're really encouraging anyone who's attending to park in the parking lot in the back.
Okay.
And but then come in the front doors.
Sure, sure. Anything else you want to add this morning, Ms. Sabin, on behalf of Families First Partnership?
Well, not right offhand. We do have one more thing that's coming up, and it's called Photo Voice.
Oh, and this sounds cool.
Yeah. It is an exciting program, and it's in particular for youth who are unconnected, you know, and just really maybe have not really had a chance to have their voice out there, you know, or find a group that they kind of resonate with.
Sure.
And so with Photo Voice, everyone in the group is given a tablet, and we have a facilitator at the connection, and then this will also be through the Keith County CASA.
Okay.
And so every week that facilitator works with the group, and you have a topic, and you're kind of launched out there to do photos.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back together, then you explain why you took that photo, how it is an expression of your feelings, you know, because there's a lot of kids out there who they can't really communicate so easily,
mm-hmm.
By explaining or telling people what's going on, but you know, their photo is communication,
mm-hmm.
and so this is to help them express themselves.
Yeah, encompass that that visual experience, really.
Right. And so, anyway, we're trying to get registrations for that. We'll probably start up around August, the beginning of August, the second week. Still working on how that's going to roll out with that facilitator. So,
awesome.
But at the end of this, the session of all the Photo Voice lessons, and I think there's either 6 or 8, then the group can choose to put their photos in a display and ask that they be put up in a business in the area, or they can just have a book made.
And oh, this
everyone,
is cool.
Yeah, everyone gets a book of their photos, and
that's awesome.
Kind of a memory of
yes.
the time.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, if folks want to learn more about, I think we've talked about this morning, Ms. Sabin, or perhaps learn a little bit more about Families First, how can they do so?
You can go to our website, and that's www.familiesfirst, and first is in the numeral 1, with stpartnership.org.
Yep, as in first place.
Yes, as in first place. So, and you know, a lot of the information about anything we're doing is on there. And you'll even find out that the next event coming up besides Project Connect is our annual meeting, and that'll be August 23rd.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. So get through Project Connect and then get ready for that big annual meeting, right?
Right.
It's going to be a busy August for you.
Yeah.
Ms. Sabin, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work and services you're providing for our community. Look forward to seeing you again to make August even busier.
All right. Super. Thanks, Tristan. Have a good day.